KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Science, Technology and Innovation Minister Bladen Zamanda says several instruments to drive research and development aimed at mitigating the impact of climate change are in the pipeline. He says while most of the initiatives are still in their early stages, they come at a crucial time. The minister today opened the International Conference on Earth and Environmental Sciences hosted by UniZulu at Durban.
South Africa is already a water-scarce country, and climate change is exacerbating the situation. We are experiencing more frequent and intense storms, which have resulted in some areas experiencing unusually heavy storms and flooding. These shocks to our geophysical and atmospheric systems in turn impose severe challenges to the productivity of agricultural habitats and therefore African food sovereignty.
Later today, attention will turn to the White House, where Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will have his meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. The U.S. President is already putting pressure on Zelensky, writing on social media earlier that the Ukrainian leader could end the war almost immediately if he wanted to. Trump met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian Association of South Africa feels the pressure is being placed on the wrong side. Zvenka Kachur argues it's Russia and not Ukraine that holds the key to ending the conflict.
Ukraine did not start this war and cannot unilaterally stop it. Russia can. Putin can simply stop invading Ukraine and the war will stop even today. If Ukraine stops defending itself, Russia will simply occupy the entire country and continue its aggression against other European states. So Ukraine cannot stop this war unilaterally.
Several beneficiaries, including hospices and schools in KZN, have received a financial boost for their projects. Today, the Zodwa Zungu Foundation donated over 4 million rand to six organizations. Speaking in Durban earlier, founder Sandile Zungu said his late wife Zodwa, who passed away in 2016 after a decade-long battle with cancer, was passionate about ensuring palliative care for those without medical aid.
In her memory, we established the Zodwa Zungu Foundation, and initially the focus area was on healthcare. We intended to contribute towards the creation of a palliative care center, but over the years, we widened the scope.
Tertia Berger, the founder of Stepping Stones Hospice, says their share will go towards children's hospice care.
One of the reasons why Mr. Zunga came to me was he's looking at opening a hospice in deep rural KZN, and we will assist him from Hospice South Africa's side.
The St. Francis College was also a beneficiary, and the school's Bishop Neil Frank says their donation will go towards a new IT center.
The project for an IT center had started more than 8 years ago, and the funder for that project had disappeared. This was before I became the bishop and therefore legally the owner of the school. And we didn't know how to complete this because just an empty shell of a building had stood there, and the structural integrity of the building was deteriorating because of the weather and non-use of the place.
Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 30. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.